On the KSRO live line with us is Alan J. Tauber. He is an attorney with Lindy and Tauber in Philadelphia. Good morning, Alan. Nice to have you here.
It's nice to be with you.
So today is the day. In fact, it's already underway. Jury selection in the retrial for Bill Cosby. And, of course, in a retrial, we always wonder what's going to be different this time around. And maybe Alan, you can first give us an overview of this particular case.
Sure thing. So there's many different things that are happening. First of all, Bill Cosby has a new lawyer who is from all appearances, is going to take a decidedly much more aggressive position with respect to the defense. I believe, if I recall this correctly, he represented Michael Jackson, and he's maybe deploying the same sort of defense that he used there, which is that the complainant was is motivated by financial considerations, mm-hmm. and it was some sort of a substantial settlement of a civil claim that she had brought against Bill Cosby. And we believe that that he is going, based upon some pretrial motions he filed, that he's going to be pursuing that defense. That is a defense that was not pursued in the original trial. But also new is that the government, the Commonwealth here, is also taking a much more aggressive approach, and they won some very significant pretrial rulings that are going to allow them to introduce evidence from five other complainants, victims, if you will, of who have made allegations of similar types of sexual assaults involving, the use of some sort of a drug.
So five of those accusers are expected, or at least they're allowed, to testify retrial. So, yeah, obviously that's something different, and that's from a pool of more than 60 accusers.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. That is powerful evidence. Those are essentially little trials within the trial. In my experience, having done these cases, can be very, very devastating evidence.
And what about, and maybe this was, Alan, maybe this was just because of all of the attorney shows that I've watched over the decades, but what about the prejudicial influence that those kinds of witnesses can have in a case like this?
I'm a defense attorney. I think it is profoundly prejudicial. I think it becomes very, very hard for people to kind of separate out what the unique legal issue is that these witnesses are being presented for. So it becomes very hard for them for jurors to sort of morally separate the victim in the one particular case from the others who are being presented. Juries studies are always tend to show that jurors will tend to follow what they think is right more often than following the strict directions of the law.
Right.
And when you present, a large number of people who are, who have been victimized, if credited, if believed, it becomes a lot harder to, it becomes a lot harder to do your job in a sort of, as a juror, in a sort of clinical way, which is what, the law is asking you to do.
And it's interesting because, of course, through a lot of this, when it comes to Bill Cosby or any of the subsequent people, it seems like millions at this point who have been accused of similar behavior, a lot of people have raised the flag. What about due process? Well, here's due process, and no doubt Bill Cosby is not happy to be sitting in the chair today, but still, at least it is, some sort of legal recourse to the accusations that have been going on for a long time now.
Yeah, I think probably to Bill Cosby's, also to his substantial misfortune, I think he is maybe the first sort of celebrity or very prominent person.
Yeah, he's the test case, isn't he?
Yeah, to go to trial since the sort of since the Me Too sort of movement has occurred. And I think he, that's an added hurdle And that becomes a, you know, you said due process. I think it just makes it harder for him, it becomes that much harder to get a fair trial, if you would. People are bringing all of this information to the jury room, and this is, to my understanding, I think this is the first sort of prominent case since the onset of this that's come forward, and he, they have to reckon with that, and that may be part of why they've decided we have to be more aggressive in our defense. We can't just count on, the principles of reasonable doubt or some of the more traditional questions of doubt that arise in cases like this, that they have to really go into an attack mode if they have any chance of winning.
And what is the potential punishment involved here if Bill Cosby is found guilty of these charges, Alan?
So I'm not sure of all the specific charges, but on the lead charge, if he's convicted of rape, he could face 20 years in jail. Pennsylvania sentences are what's known as indeterminate, so there's a minimum period and a maximum. I think the maximum period he could face is 20. Any sentence here in Pennsylvania always has a maximum and a minimum.
Right.
The minimum is the least amount you must do before you're eligible for parole. So there's no mandatory sentence he's facing, but on that lead charge, that would be the maximum. I mean, given his age and many of the circumstances around this, I would not expect him to be given a maximum sentence, but. He's certainly facing. I mean, he's facing what could amount to a life sentence at a man of 80 years old.
And if this flies, if he is convicted in this case, it's hard to imagine how many others there might be.
Well, if you mean for Bill Cosby,
yeah,
I believe the statute of limitations.
Oh,
I
that's
think this
right.
Is the
that's
only,
true.
Yeah, I believe this is the only case that actually they could shoehorn into the statute of limitations. I think all of the other victims are past the statute.
Yeah, it could set the bar, though, for the many accused who followed Bill Cosby. Well, it'll be interesting, and you're right. It's really a trial case, so to speak, when it comes to this kind of, the basis for the outcry across the country and the Me Too movement. Alan, thanks so much for being with us. Do you have another point?
Sure. I was going to say, for those of us who are really close courthouse watchers, my recollection is that many of the jurors were interviewed after his first trial, and I think they were not. I think they were not far from a conviction. I think there were a couple of holdouts.
Mm-hmm.
So that may also be something that's driving the defense strategy here, that they need to be more aggressive. But given the environment, it sounded like they were not far from a conviction in the first case. So,
well, we'll see if that's true in the second case, I guess, as we move forward. Well, thanks very much for being with us, Alan. Be interesting to see how this all turns out. That is Alan Tauber. He is an attorney from Lindy and Tauber in Philadelphia, where the Bill Cosby trial is taking place, in Pennsylvania it's taking place.